from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, where we are is you have reports and you have rumors and then you have reality. And, you know, we're in reality right now. We got different people doing different things and we have different responsibilities in that natural nature. But ultimately, we're just attacking it day by day.
Jalen and I are in a really good place. Every relationship that you have needs work with everybody, and we've always continued to try to work at that.
Jalen Hurts and then Nick Sirianni, some reporting yesterday already about a fracture in their relationship going back to last year. After they beat the Bills, they went on hard times and fell apart and looked nothing like the Eagles have in years past. Their defense really fell apart. But anyway, it is interesting that part of the story is that Jalen Hurts called Wink Martindale, a defensive coordinator with the Giants at the time, who their season had ended, but he asked Martindale for advice. Like, tell me how you defend me. Tell me, I mean, I'm just paraphrasing here from what was in the piece. And I think you could look at that two different ways, as is normally the case with almost anything in football. Every single thing is both good and bad, depending on what you want it to be, right? You got rid of a great player. Oh, that just means an opportunity for somebody else to step up. Oh, okay, that's good. Hurts calling a defensive coordinator of another team is A, if you want this side of it, wow, grinding. Look at his thirst for knowledge. Look at how dedicated he is. He wants to reach out to find out flaws in his game. I think that's a totally reasonable thing to think, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that is he has such little faith in his own coaches, he goes outside the organization for help.
Yep.
Which one?
I kind of like that one better. That one's more fun to me.
Which one do you want?
I think I want the second one to be true.
I am a little bit.
I think the second one could be true.
I think the second one could be true, especially because of the reports that the two don't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to have the answers with that offense right now. So if you're the quarterback and you reach outside the organization, I think that means I don't trust what this guy's telling me. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
on some level.
And that was basically the gist of the story that ESPN posted yesterday.
Yeah.
Was that Hurts does not have faith in his head coach. And maybe there's deeper stuff beyond that even. There was another player that did that last year. Went outside his own building. And actually, his head coach did get angry about it.
Was it the Broncos? Who was it?
Mac Jones.
Who did he reach out to?
He reached out to... ooh, who was it? One of the Bama coaches. One of the... it was Bill O'Brien. No, not Bill O'Brien. Oh, now I'm forgetting who exactly it was. Whoever his offensive coordinator was at Alabama, though, he reached out to in the middle of the season to find out, like, what am I doing wrong? And Belichick got, like, really upset about that.
Hmm.
And then I think he got benched pretty quickly after that.
We are, of course, getting close to the season, which means we're close to Belichick and Brady season because they're both going to be on TV a lot.
Yo, Belichick is...
He's going to be everywhere.
Belichick is everywhere. Yeah. Underdog Fantasy?
Uh-huh.
He's got a show on Underdog Fantasy now? Is he? He's doing so many things that, like... He's not waiting around for a coaching job.
Listen,
he's acting like a man who thinks he's never not going to get a coaching job again. At least not this year.
They both have the potential to deliver football analysis that people will absolutely love.
I think Brady will give me, like, I like that clip we played earlier. Brady, I would expect, is going to give me good, smart analysis. I feel like he's still a robot, though. Like, any sort of the, you know, little humor mixed in along the way, just no chance. Belichick, I feel like there's a chance. Once in a while, I see, like, he was on McAfee during the draft, and there were a couple of funny moments. Like, I don't know. Here and there, I feel like the more I see Belichick out in the public eye now, I feel like there's more... I think he's going to be better at that part of it than Brady is. So I think Belichick's going to be better at this than Brady is.
803-0550, connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Ron in Alden is next up. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question. Everyone's been talking about Bass a lot and how they're concerned about kicking, and I just don't care about the kicking game enough, I guess. What do you two think, and if you both have different opinions, that's great. What do you two think is the biggest weakness of the Bills right now, player-wise, as far as a position? I'll take up a list. I just want to hear your answer on what you guys think could be our biggest weakness this year. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron. Weakness...
That might be boring if I just say wide receiver.
Well, I guess I would want to make one... I'd want to tweak the question, because... Can I differentiate between weakness and unknown? An unknown doesn't have to be a weakness.
It can become one.
Can be. It means I don't know how they are at, you know, position X. Right now, safety. Safety was already going to be a question, and I've got injuries to two players back there, in Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop. So it's Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin, and okay, we'll see how that goes. Is that a weakness brought on by injuries? It could be. Receivers could be a weakness. It also could be an unknown. Weakness could be the style of the offense. Weakness could be how they want to play ball control, run the ball more, because that's something that worked for them at the end of the season, and that might keep teams close to them. So guessing on the weakness today... There's weakness and there's unknown. If I'm just going straight weakness,
I get what you're trying to do. The reason I don't like making that differential is because I feel like if I can't say right now that the Bills at wide receiver going into the year is a weakness, then I feel like you can't. Given what training camp is like and preseason's like, I can't do that about any team about anything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The other day I mentioned how the Ravens might have the worst offensive line in football, or one of them. What would they say to that? They would say, it's not a weakness. We just don't know yet.
Right. That's fair. Yeah, right. Right now you talk about weaknesses as unknowns because the sky's the limit for everybody.
I guess in some pockets, can I say the Raiders at quarterback is a weakness?
Sure.
That one I feel pretty good about, right? Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. So I guess you can find spots to do that. I wouldn't do that yet with receiver. I feel like right now it's a weakness.
Thanks, Ron. I think that's probably right.
Safety might be because is their plan Damar Hamlin at safety? They probably might even would tell you no. Their plan 5 months ago was not Damar Hamlin's going to start the open air at safety.
Right. And injuries are why that's happened.
Right.
Whereas if you look, like Sal posted the team's first depth chart at our website, WGR550.com. And if you go to the depth chart, you know, forget what we say. What would your opponents say about your biggest weakness?
Yeah.
The way the depth chart is listed, the Bills' top three receivers are Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, and Mac Hollins. That's what the depth chart says. Keon Coleman. Okay.
So they probably say that.
I think other teams would say that, yes.
Otherwise, pass rusher?
Pass rush is a concern, for sure.
Those are the big three right now?
But again, that are
unknowns that you would hope.
That includes an unknown. Is Vaughn ready to come back?
Yep.
Can they get anything out of Dwayne Smoot? Yeah, so...
There's a couple things that could develop into weaknesses.
Right. Weaknesses are unknowns, I guess is what we're getting to at training camp. Weaknesses are unknowns.
But other than that, I do not think their secondary as a whole, especially at corner, I do not think will be that.
They look very strong at corner.
I don't think their offensive line will be a weakness.
I think that's fine. The running back room should be generally fine.
It's fine. Tight end is obviously
a position
fine.
Of strength. Yes, position of strength.
That's maybe a better question, is how many positions of strength do they have?
Linebacker, if Milano is healthy, is one.
Linebacker, tight end.
I would give him defensive tackle.
Corner.
Not edge, but tackle is a position of strength. I think they're decent at defensive tackle.
I would give them corner right now, too.
For sure. Elam's had a great camp.
And quarterback, I would.
Yes.
That would feel appropriate.
Had the thought at camp yesterday, as we're just watching the offense, move down the field and work. You can get desensitized to camp where the impressive becomes mundane. A year seven of watching a Josh Allen offense, you just watch them move down the field and score a touchdown. And sometimes they have a bad day and, we don't think about it. I can remember back to when, all due respect, whether it's EJ or Lossman or anything, and Joe B is, I can remember one of those years, Joe B is our beat reporter covering the team, and we'd Howard and I in the morning and say, well, Joe, did anybody have a good day? You'd say I don't know what to tell you guys. It was those kind of performances, like Giants camp, when they're saying Daniel Jones couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. That doesn't exist where we are anymore. So it kind of struck me yesterday that a very pedestrian offensive drive from Allen and these receivers who are unknowns, it's just kind of like, they're probably going to be fine.
Right.
In a lot of ways, by comparison.
Allen makes 15 throws every practice, where if one of those happened 15 years ago, it would have been the story of the day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's about right.
Guys, you got to see the pass that EJ Manuel made today, and Allen will make a dozen of them.
Yep. 803-0550, wrapping camp. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR as one more from St. John Fisher, expecting to hear news on the starters for the preseason coming up in about a half hour here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.